Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, 9 o'clock. It is Throwback Thursday. We will continue old school and throwbacks on the way. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We have James Simmons live in studio, Wacomico County Rec. Also, director of the Governor's Challenge, talking about this new collegiate tournament coming up. First off, good morning. Thanks for coming in again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate that, absolutely. Brand new collegiate basketball tournament that you guys announced. It's Division III. You guys are going to have a lot of big schools out there. For people who might have missed it last segment, tell us the schools that you guys got lined up and, you know, what we can look for at this new tournament coming up the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so Salisbury University, both men's and women's, those are our anchor teams. That's who we're partnering with the event on. Wesleyan from Connecticut, they were number one in the NPI rankings last year on the men's side. Roanoke, Gettysburg, both top 25 in the country.
Wow.
And then Notre Dame and Maryland men's. Those are our men's teams. And then on the women's side, we've got SU that I mentioned, Immaculata from Philly, Kane from New Jersey, and then Lehman from New York City. So,
and yeah, I know it's going to be sold out. It's going to be packed. I mean, you know, you talked about the, kids coming in. What was it on the first day?
Yes, we're going to do a field trip with Wicomico County Public Schools, where the third through fifth graders in the county are going to get to come on a field trip to see the event. We've moved the game to 11 a.m. to accommodate their school schedule and make all that happen. So it's going to be a pretty neat experience. And then Saturday, Sunday, four games a day, two on the men's side, two on the women's side. But yeah, from the ticketing perspective, I think it will be packed. One thing that we're doing this year that we did on the high school event last year, but we're shifting it to the college event, is a community food drive. So we're doing to feed 500 families in need in Wicomico County around the holidays, around that Thanksgiving time frame now. But with that, we're going to put a family four pack of tickets to the Gov Challenge Collegiate event. So we're putting 2,000 tickets out there into the community already. We've actually got less than 1,000 available per day for sale. So if people want tickets, they definitely want to move on it and make sure they get in to see this first year of the collegiate event. But yeah, really excited to see the level of basketball that we're going to have there and the teams coming in. And it's really cool to see like a Tyler Ball, for example, a kid that grew up coming to the event, watching the event, seeing those high school players getting to high school, playing in the event. And now he's going to get to come back, play in college in the event.
Amazing.
So it's like kind of a full circle thing. We want to see a lot more of that, I think.
And he's good. Definitely looking forward to seeing him. And, you know, the teams to really look out for. I mean, you mentioned that the SU and, you know, I mean, some of the other teams that you have there. I mean, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for people who want more information on this. They want to purchase tickets. When do tickets go on sale?
Tickets are on sale now.
Okay.
So if you go to govchallenge.org, all that information is right there. You can select your seat courtside, and then lower bowl is all general admission. But you definitely want to move on tickets soon and take a look at that, because it is going to be somewhat limited capacity with all the renovations we have going on, too. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, govchallenge.org is where game schedule, tickets information, all that good information on the teams is all up there.
And everything's going to be at the Wicomico Civic Center for this event.
Yep, everything at the Wicomico Civic Center, one court. DSN's going to broadcast
games. That was my next question.
Yeah, really excited to have all those games on TV as well. The teams are excited about that. So yeah, and then we're also doing on Friday the 21st, so we'll have that 11 a.m. game. We'll do our high school media day after that in the arena on the court. And then we're going to do free youth clinics from 5:30 to 8 p.m., anywhere from kindergarten up through eighth grade on the boys and girls side. But free youth clinics, they get a free ticket to the event, free Gov Challenge t-shirt, and free custom Gov Challenge basketball. So when that goes up, I think it's going to fill pretty quick, but we'll definitely be putting that out fairly soon for registration for the clinic.
Very good. Governorschallenge.org for more details. And you also have, you know, the regular Governor's Challenge, which happens between the Christmas and New Year's. That's high school. When do you start doing all those announcements?
Yeah, so we're now that we've gotten the college thing up and running, our selection show will be in October sometime as far as the brackets and the schedule and all that. But we're in the heat of battle of putting all that together right now. Yeah. It's been filled for some time, but now, you know, we take a couple of months to really sort through how we want to schedule it and everything. But yeah, very, very, very good lineup coming into town this
year.
Can't
wait.
It's going to be, it's been high level the past several years, and we've had, you know, this year alone, we had three players make it in the NBA draft. And
incredible.
I think you'll just see that continue to grow and grow and grow.
No, absolutely.
Over the next few years.
So. Absolutely. And I know I told you off the air, but I just wanted to thank you for, you know, inviting and letting, you know, all the videographers and photographers, the way that you guys welcomed them in for Governor's Challenge, because that's like a thing. I mean that's like a big community of guys and girls. I mean, that's like a thing as far as sports go, because I mean, you know, they want to get highlight reels, they want to get mixtapes, they want to, you know, get themselves out there. Social media is so huge when it comes to sports in 2025. And you know, the way that you guys, you know, do your press passes and get these guys in, shout out to all the guys, including Bryce Camps,
of course.
Out to them, you know, for doing the picks. I mean, shots by Nate, DZ, Brink, you know, like all the guys. You know, they just do a great job.
We've got an awesome team on the creative side and that puts all that together. But yeah, we try to be as accommodating as we can to make sure, you know, the age of social media, the videographers and the photographers are as valuable as any media out there. So I think it's important that we give them the opportunity too. And it's neat to see people like your son, who's still in high school, that's trying to figure out a way and a path there that, you know, it's another way we can make an impact in the community. Like giving those opportunities is huge. So,
and he started off just taking a few picks on the sideline at a football game, you know, and then all of a sudden now it's like,
that's how it starts.
I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, appreciate you guys supporting those guys. If there are videographers listening, how can they get press passes?
Yeah, we'll have the media applications. It's not open yet, but we'll put that out on social when that's open for both the collegiate and the high school event. And we were talking about it off air too. It's going to be tight at this year's event. Like it will sell out every single day. So it's going to get harder and harder because we're going to have less and less capacity. We're going to do our best to honor as many of those press passes as we possibly can, but it's going to get harder and harder to get one. So you definitely want to get your applications in early on that front too. But on our website, we'll have a form up there that people can apply, and we'll put it out on social to give everybody plenty of notice.
All right, let me get my note in for Bryce Cams right now. Well, no, look, again, James, definitely looking forward to it. Governor's Challenge Collegiate Basketball Tournament, November the 21st. It's 3 days, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Tickets on sale. Looking forward to it. For more details, what's the website again?
govchallenge.org.
Anything else that you wanted to, you know, mention before we wrap up?
Yeah, I mean, check out all our social media channels at GovChallenge. Like I said, our creative team is phenomenal. They're putting up content collected from all the great videographers on the shore here that are capturing stuff all year long. So definitely check that out. Keep up with that. That's where we put a lot of our announcements. And yeah, we look forward to seeing everybody in November and December.
Very good, James. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming in. You the man. I hope the family's good.
Yeah, appreciate
it. And you. We'll see you out there. It's 9:10. It's a Bill and Jessica show.